In studio today, we have Tom Daphnis, and Tom is with the Northern Oahe Sportsmen's Club. It's a pretty new club to the Mobridge area. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and what your plans are?
I was a member of the Mobridge Trap Club for quite a few years, and we disbanded just because of kind of lack of participation. And all of a sudden, all throughout the states, high school shooting sports has grown to be one of the fastest growing divisions of sports and high school activities. For instance, North Dakota last year had over 4,000 high school kids shooting at a state shoot. Minnesota had over 8,000, the fastest growing sport in Minnesota. South Dakota here, we had over 2,000. In fact, a young lady from down by Harrisburg, South Dakota, won the event last year. So what we're trying to do is get the educational side of shooting back into people. And by doing that, we have to go after the young folks. So our desire is to make the Northern Oahe Sportsman's Club a trap range for these high school-aged kids to come out, any gender, and shoot. We're going to offer the shells. We're going to offer all the activities for them for free. All they have to do is bring in a gun. That's our desire. We aren't there yet, but we're close, Dawn. We've acquired some land from Lyle Lindemann. It's out by Lake Molstead. Lyle and Nancy have graciously donated us some land. And we are a 501c3, by the way. So we're set up for donations, and we're set up to make this thing grow. We've got some grants already. We've raised some money. We were partnered with Pheasants Forever over the last couple years. We've raised some money there. We've got a grant that we got from the Great Plains Outdoors Club out of Aberdeen. All about shooting sports, to bring that back in. But the kids have to have education about it, and that's what we're designed for. We're going to have a clubhouse out there so that we can do the instructions. They can go through their hunter safety. They'll be able to do everything right out there under one roof.
Now, you've already got a good start on it.
We do. We've raised some money over the last couple of years of that, and the help with this grant that we received from the Great Plains Outdoorsman Club. We've had the place surveyed. We've put in a fence. We've got an approach put in. We've got a parking lot. Jensen's Rock and Sand has helped us immensely out there so far. And we're in the process right now of putting in the trap houses. Then the next step will be the walkways for the shooting. Electricity, we've got everything all set up. So we're getting close.
Now, you talked about donations. Your crew, I'm included, we'll be out selling sponsorships to help us make this happen.
Right. Over the last couple of years, we started out with a gun of some sort, and it was a sponsorship, and the money was going to get this thing rolling. And thank the members that have already jumped in and helped us with that. We had over 70-some sponsors last year. And this year, we hope to do the same. And we're getting close. We were hoping to have the shooting up and running by this fall. However, you know, construction is tough. We're tight with construction companies around here. People are very good to help us, but we're a small project. And I understand that, you know, they got to get the big stuff done. But we're waiting, and we're ready to go.
All right. Well, you can be looking for the Northern Oahe Sportsman's Club to be out there knocking on your doors. Please donate, and if nothing else, do it for the kids.
You bet. Thanks, Don.